Hier, dat Mundo met alle folding. Yeah. So the shail again about making something ois muksa. You have something that was muksa, question what do you have to do to make it ois muksa? There were three shittis. Either you have to be mekashra, tied together. The case we had these branches that fell off the tree, and you collected them for burning wood. So that's muksa. Now you want to change your mind to use it to sit on. So one man the yama says you have to tie them together. One man the yama says you have to be miyachadit, loylam, to use for sitting. And one man the yama says just if you do a mice alone, just you sat down once before Shabbos, that's enough. Some are saying the middle. It was El Ravasi the yama command. Who's Ravasi the leshito that says it's enough if you sat down one time? Or who the yama kiaitana? The time you yaitzim the kurin of a tzipe, you let it go out with a type of band-aids. Bizman shetzovim b'shemen, if you stuck it into, you dipped it into oil beforehand. For a korchim b'mashich, you tied it around with a string. Loitzovim b'shemen, you didn't dip it into oil. For a korchim b'mashich, you didn't tie it around with a string. And yaitzim b'hem. Because they're not called a begid yet, it's just a piece of a shmata. It's a must if you carry it out. So at the bright though, v'im yotzim mehem shoachat m'boy yoyim. But if you used it one time on Friday yet, you use this band-aid, this shmata, for a band-aid, so you showed now you want to use this for a begid, for a band-aid, afal pish leitzofa, even though you didn't do a maisa, you didn't dip it into oil. But like korchim mshich, you didn't tie it around with a string. Still mutalotzes ben. You let it go out with it on Shabbos. So you see, as long as you used it one time in the weekday, l'shem malvish, it makes it ois muksa. Om Ravashi, afanan naimetanina, we also have a raya for this. Another case like this, the fact you used it once in the middle of the week, that makes it ois muksa, no more muksa. Hakash shagabi amita. You have a bed, and you have straw on top of the bed. Now usually straw is muksa, straw is zaymed to burn with. It's muksa. So by accident you put the straw on top of the bed before Shabbos, and now it comes Friday night, Shabbos by night, you want to sleep on the bed. But the straw, what's the yetzer? Is lo yinanenu biyodo. You're not allowed to move the straw off the bed with your hands. Since the straw is muksa, you can't touch it. Rashi kash, stoma latina. Usually straw you use to make cement with it, you use it for. Koyla levainim, to make bricks. Or liasok, or else to burn with it. Or muksa, therefore it lies muksa. V'yim hoya nosun al hamita, and if the straw now is put on top of the bed, v'loy lishka v'olov, you didn't sleep on the bed yet. O bo b'shabbos, lishka v'olov, now on Shabbos you want to sleep on this bed. V'utzrech l'naneyo. Now, Rashi's Bavoni, Lechur, what's wrong if you have straw on top of your bed? Just lie down on top of the straw. Halacha is muksa, you're allowed to touch muksa, as long as you don't move the muksa. So you have straw on top of your bed, so what's for the felach? Lie down on top of the straw. The Torah says the straw is like piled up in the middle of your bed. So you push it, you can't sleep on top of it. You have to move the straw around all over the bed to make it, you can lie down. So how do you move the straw around on your bed? With your hands, you can't touch the straw. The straw is muksa. No, since it's muksa, you can't touch it. It's also to be metaltlit. Now what's the yeter? But you're allowed to move it around with your body. Just let your body lie down on top of you, move it around with your body, that's mutter. So that's called kalachayad, and you're allowed to touch muksa. So lalocha, there's a big shayla. Lalocha, there are some sheet to learn out from this gemara. Any muksa there is, you're allowed to touch it on Shabbat to move it. Kalachayad means docha begufa. Means abi, you don't use your fingers, you don't use your hands. If you use your elbow, or you use your feet, or you use your body to move muksa, that's mutter. Muksa is only also to touch it, but derech totulai means use your hands, to move it with your hand, or the back in your hand, that's called kalachiyah, it's also certain times. Where you kick it with your foot, or you move it with your elbow, that's called like here, mananeya bagufa, you can move it with the rest of your goof, and it's mutter to touch muksa. The Mishnah Berurah passes like this also. There are some Rishonim though that learn this Gemara is a new hetzer though. It's not you're allowed to touch muksa begufoy. It's called derech shchiva. You're allowed to lie down in your bed on Shabbos. And while you're lying down, you're moving the straw around. It's not called the tiltl of muksa. It's called you're like lying on your bed. I think the Ramban says like this. It's called a derech shchiva. That's the way you lie down on your bed. You're moving the straw. Ma'ashenken lo yitzu, you have some muksa on the floor and you want to start moving to the side. But this pshat, there wouldn't even be a heta, doch b'gufayn, to kick it with your foot. That's what some say. I think Rav Moshe is chiddush. Rav Moshe is machmi. He says metchila you shouldn't move muksa dachvay begufa with your foot. Just if it's natik, if it's a tzarech, you could be makel. If there's a big purpose involved to move the muksa, then you could be makel adi shittis. Learn pshat now what gemara is. As long as you're not touching the muksa with your fingers, with your hand, you're moving with your elbow, the rest of your body, dachvay begufa is called that's mutter. You're not going to move any muksa. So that's the eighth year also. Lie down on the bed with the rest of the body, move around the straw, and then you could lie down. Avlim hoya all of Michael Bhema, Avlim hoya Michael Bhema, lead through this straw where it's set aside to use for Michael Bhema. It wasn't straw of muksa, it was set aside for Michael Bhema. That's not muksa, you'll have to touch it then. Oy shoya all of Kar oy Satim aboy join. Or else there was a blanket on it before Shabbos, then Menanea biyodoy. You're allowed to even move it with your hands. Shema mina. Now when it says Kairoi Sad and it's lav dafka, there was a pillow there. It just means if you lie down on top of this bed Friday before Shabbos one time, you automatically made the straw ois muksa and it's considered all part of the bed. Therefore now on Shabbos you can move around the straw. This is another right to the Shita. Even though Samazoi straw is muksa, but if you use it once before Shabbos, you just lie down on the straw once, you automatically make a smuksa. Now on Shabbos, you can move it be a dying. It's another raya to Rabasi. Rashi, you slept on the top of the straw once. You didn't set it aside for this purpose. The straw is not set aside for the shchiva. The straw is still aimed to burn with or to make cement with. Even though you wore mechashev lo'olam to leave it for the bed, but since at one time on Friday before Shabbos you used it once, that makes it a smuksa. That's another raya to Rabasi. And we pass nos lekula like Rabasi. Any one of these things, if you used it one time before Shabbos, it's a raya, it's not muksa anymore, and you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. So the morning now, man tana the polig leder of Shem Gamil. Who's the Tana that says before it's not enough even to be miyachrit? You dafka have to do a maisa, lichur. The other case was where the lulavs came off the tree and you took it amnat to burn, use it for firewood, so it's muksa. Now on Shabbos, if you want to use it for Shabbos, you have to tie it up before Shabbos to do a maisa to show you're using it for cheer now. So who's this man diyom? You have to dafka do a maisa. It's not enough yachid lakach. It's not enough. You start on it. No, you have to do a maisa. So the more Rebbechanina ben Akiva. Goes according to Rebbechanina ben Akiva. Tehiyosti Rav Dimi Omaziri. Omer Rebbechanina. Pamachas holach Rebbechanina ben Akiva lemokim echad. One time Rebbechanina ben Akiva went to a place. Omotza charuya shodekel. He saw not these branches, palm branches. Saw the lulus. She godrom l'shumetzim. That was cut off the tree that people wanted to use it for firewood. So the chura poshet smuksa. Now v'yomal hel tamida. If he told this tamidim on Friday, to go out now v'chishvum and have machshava kedei sheneishav aleim lemocher. Have machshava on Friday that you don't want to use this wood for firewood anymore, but instead you want to use it to sit on. So that was the maizus. The chura here saraya just chishvum. If you have machshava, you just think about it on Friday that you want to use it for cheer, but automatically becomes mutter. Oh, but the ma'isa was, below Yadana, I don't know if e beis hamishta heavy, he needed it for a beis hamishta, for a chasna, for a big simcha, or a beis oval heavy. Or else they needed this chair, they needed this branches to sit on for a beis oval. That was the shayla. So, vice says at the moment, me to come, without he has a sophic. E beis hamishta heavy, e beis oval heavy, that is a special heti here. Hey, the reason why he was meko for his tamidim, just to have machshava think that you want to use these woods for sitting, why was he mekel? Because they wanted to use it on Shabbos for a big tzarech, either for a beis hamishta, for chasna, or else they want to use it for a beis oval. That's why he was mekel. So the who the kor beis oval heavy is dafka beis oval or beis hamishta. Only these two places was he mekel on the tamidim to make a reis muksa with machshav alone. The tridi, because it's a big tirdo to take care of these things before Shabbos. Aval hocha, but a normal private person, if he has this branches that he cut down material to use for firewood. So the muksa. Now if you want to make it a smuksa, if you want to be able to use it on Shabbos to sit on, is davke kosharin. If you tie up the branches now and do a maisa, that's when it's mutter. Avalei koshaloi. But if you don't tie it up, it won't be mutter. It was only a special heter over here because it was a beis hamishta. But not for beis hamishta, beis ovel, you'll have to do a maisa kesher. The treaty, since they needed so many branches, like a chas, they need a few hundred of them, so if we'll tell them to tie them up, there won't be enough time for Friday to tie them up. There he was making, but like Kishu, Bialma, the shita holds that to make something like smuksa, you have to do a maisa. You have to tie up the branches to show you want to use the branches. Omer Rav Yehuda, Machnis Adam Mole Kuposai Ofer, a person could bring into his house on Friday a whole basket full of dirt, and then on Shabbos you could use this dirt for any purpose you want, like we had before. Dirt in time of Gemara they used to use. If they had spit on the floor, some dirt on the floor, they would take the dirt and throw it on top of the spit. So if you brought in the dirt al manas to use in the house, so it's not muksa, it's usable, and you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Rashi machnis molei kuposei ofer lechases boitzoye, to cover up the dirt, the shmutz, or else for right, the spit. Omaro ofer bebeisoid laorit, you're allowed to throw the dirt on Friday on the ground, on the floor. V'noit letom lechot zorkov, the whole Shabbos, anytime you need some dirt, just pick up the dirt and move it and use it. So the Gemara Dorish of a Mazutra, Mishmei the Mazutra, Rabban, the name of Mazutra, Rabban, Vu sheyachid lo keren zovis. When you throw the dirt on the ground Friday, it's not enough just to throw it out all over the karka. You have to put it away in a special place. You have to make a keren zovis. Make one big pile for it. That's when it's muta. What's the svara of Drashi? Vusha yachel keren zovis. Tehevei kemuchen v'yoymid lekach. If you set it aside in one special place, then we say, this is not part of the ground. It's not bottled to the ground. It's a special pile that you're going to use to cover up dirt. If you just threw it, the dirt down in the middle of your house, lemedrish raglayim, where people trample over, hareyu botla gabi kakoyis, then it's much botla to the ground, habayis. Or muksa biyoser, it's like a chelik of the bayis then, that you pick it up on Shabbos, it's muksa. At the times of the Gemara, they didn't have rugs, they didn't even have a floor like we have. So they had dirt floor. So Mel, if you put the dirt in the middle of the floor, so it's oymit to step on, and invite it to be bottled to the ground. So that's muksa. If you want to use the dirt, you have to bring it in on Friday and put it in a special corner. You wouldn't have to have a special corner. Anytime you bring in a pile of dirt into the house, hamanas to use it, it's zichah not oymit to trample on, to come bottled to the ground. About the floors or carpets now. So if I be bringing it to the house, hamanas to use it on Shabbos, it wouldn't be muksa. Omru Rabbonin Kaimid Rapopo. Keman Krab Shimon Gamliel. This goes like Krab Shimon Gamliel. So Drashi Krab Shimon. The Shari Bamachshav Bialma. That he's Mata when you have Muksa before, when you have these branches, that Muksa, Abi you have Machshav alone to use it on Shabbat to sit on, it makes nice Muksa. Shein Maisa Machiach Shein Melasas Rochel. Here also, all you're doing is just bringing in this big barrel full of dirt. You didn't do a Maisa to the dirt to show you want to use the dirt. Just you brought it in with machshava, you saw it now on Friday, you're going to want to use this dirt on Shabbos, that's enough to make a reis muksa. It's a churah goes like a shumah gamliel. So the mordik, rabbonon, this is if it goes according to rabbonon, ha'am ribina maisa. The rabbonon before said, when you have something that's muksa, you have to do a maisa to make a reis muksa. So where's the maisa here? Bina maisa. Omru lohu, rapopin name, could be here, it's different. Afidu teme rabbonon. Even if you want to say it goes according to the rabbonon, that before the Rabbanan said if you bring in the branches that you cut off a tree, you could only use it on Shabbos to sit on if you did a Maisa. If you made a Kesha, you tied it up before Shabbos. Over here, they'll still be Mekel. Ad kan loy kami Rabbanan debina Maisa, elemidi devara vidi be Maisa. Something that's possible, that's aimu to do a Maisa with. The Moshe like branches. If you want to sit on branches, it's very nice to tie them up first. It's a better seat. So since there's a maisa to do to branches, he holds when you make a reis muksa only if you do the maisa. If you don't do the maisa, it still remains muksa. Avu midi deloy bar mevda bei maisam, but something that's not aima to do a maisa to, like dirt. There's nothing to do to the dirt right now. Loy, there you don't have to do a maisa before Shabbos. As long as you add machshava, everybody's masking, it's enough. Drashe deva mevad maisa. Shebein maisu, it's something that you could do a maisu to. Sheyochel asas be maisu echocha. Mashen came dirt, there's no maisu you could do to it. Just bringing it into the house alone is enough. See, everybody is maskim. Abi, you brought the dirt in before Shabbos with a machshava to use it. On Shabbos, that's enough. So tomorrow, this svara, name it tanoi. Let's say this svara is a machlekes tanoi. If something that's not a bar maisa, if you need a maisa. Why? Halacha is like this. Bechol chofen es hakelim. You're allowed to like clean your kelim with any type of material. Shrashi chofen means meshavshefin, like shine the kelim. Es hakelim b'shavas atachtachon. If you have your plate, you got finished eating, you want to like wipe it or shine it with a cloth, you're allowed to shine the kli. Chutz mikli kesev. Achutz from silver. Silver you can't polish or shine on Shabbos. The gartikun. With gartikun. So drashe chutz mikli kesev. A gartikun kimin offer. It's a type of a dirt. Shagodel b'chavya shoyayin. It grows in the chavyas, the wine barrels. Currently aluyas. V'lika tikun kli kesev. This is, it's mesakin the kli kesev, the silver kalim. The goroysim, and it smooths it. Sha kesev rach. The kesev, silver is very soft. And when you like rub down the silver with this dirt, you're like smoothing out the silver. So that's a malachas mamachik. Mamachik means you're smoothing out something. So that's also to do on Shabbos. Only silver with this type of material that smooths out the silver. Let's say you want to use type of soap or v'chol stam sand mutter. You're allowed to use it even on Shabbos, even to clean your to silver. Because the sand does not smooth out the silver. There's no mamachik. Therefore, it's mutter to do on Shabbos. Shrashi avanasa v'chol mutter. To legora lele kesef doesn't smooth or move the silver. There's no issa. For the more of Atanya, another brisa says, nasa v'chol osur. No, you can't polish the silver with type of a soap. This soap doesn't mean our soap. It means it could be like a powder soap. That there wouldn't be a shalom b'machik. Our bar of soap you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. Because the bar of soap, when you put the water on it, you're smoothing out the bar of soap. That's b'machik. Now here we're talking about nasa, means it's powder. Hey, it's powder you could use on Shabbos. Who are the b'chulos type of a sand? There's no shalom b'machik with a sand alone. So this price though says, osir, it's also to clean the silver with it. Mashma, so my love, what's the machlokes here? One brisa says you're allowed to use this nasta, this type of a powder, or chol, the sand, to clean the silver, and one says you're not allowed to. Is my love okay if lugi? The masav bina maisam, masav le bina maisam. His other meaning is this type of a soap and this chol is not megara the silver. It doesn't smooth out the silver. So if the isam machik smoothing out something, there's no issue here. So what's the shailus? Is this a muksana? Like this chol means sand. Who said you did something to the sand before Shabbos to make it a smuksam? That's the machlekes. Even though you had das before Shabbos to use the sand, one brice says that's enough. Machshav alone helps. And the other brice says, no, it's still aser. Sand, it's not enough to have das before Shabbos. You want to use the sand, so you have to do a maisa. And even though sand is not something that's possible to a maisa, but vice versa, you have to do for something. You have to put it in a special bag and say, now this bag is special for Shabbos. Says, even though it's not able to do a maisa with the sand, still you have to do a maisa. So not like we said before, even by offer, which is not able to do a maisa, still you would have to do a maisa. So tomorrow, no, there's no right from here. Loi, I'll tell you the kula yalma, loi bina maisa. No, everybody holds here, you don't have to have a maisa. Since sand or dirt is not something that you do a maisa with, you don't have to have the maisa. For like kasha, I was saying, shver, what's the machlekes in the brisa? One brisa says you're allowed to use this soap to clean the silver. And one brisa says you can't. If everybody holds it's not muksa, so what's the shaila? And for the Gemara, Hor Reb Yehuda, Tiyama Dova Sheni Meskavin Osir. Hor Reb Shimin, Tiyama Dova Sheni Meskavin Mutter. The Torah says like this, that when you clean the silver with this type of polish or this type of choil, it's not 100% zikhi yabima machit. It doesn't have to happen. It's only a suffix. Sometimes you do smooth it out, sometimes you don't smooth it out. Now it turns out when you're polishing on Shabbos, you're not mechavin to smooth out the silver. Because even though there's a bump in the silver, when you smooth it out with this choil, it's not a sick ratio, it has to smooth it out, and you're not mechavin to smooth it out either. So therefore, according to Reb Shimon, a dover sheni mechavin is mutter. That's why a lot of polish the silver on Shabbos. Mashenken, according to Reb Yehuda, since it's possible that you will be mamachid, will smooth out the silver, and even though you're not mechavin for that, Reb Yehuda held, a dover sheni mechavin is also. So the machlok is only by nasser and choil, which is not a psik reisha. Mashenk in the first material of the gartikun, that's a more a harder substance, that's like a psik reisha. If you polish the silver with that substance, you'll vadai smooth out the silver. So since it's a psik reisha, even Reb Shimon is moyer there as also. Because there, even though Eina Meskavin is mutter, it's only mutter, where it's not vadai, it'll take place. But where it's a psik ratio, why they happen, even if Shim is made with sasa. That's the chilut in the two different cases. Gurdiki is why they smooth out the silver, it's also. it's not a psik ratio, it's only totally, even though you're not mechavin, is any mechavin also or not. Reb Yud holds all over Dovah Shein HaMaskavin is also. That's trying to break, that's also. Reb Shimon holds it's muta, therefore it's muta. So the Gemara B'maya Kimta. What are you making the Kimta here? Loho Dishori, the Brice that says it's muta, Reb Shimon. That goes according to Reb Shimon holds Dovah Shein HaMaskavin is muta. Because the Gemara B'zoi Eim is safer, this Brice says, Avolo Yichoyf Behem Sarai. You should know on Shabbos, if you want to wash your head, you're not allowed to use this nasir achil. You can't use this type of a soap or this type of a achil, this type of a sand to scrub your head with. Why not? Because the shayla of you pulling out your hair. These things pull out the hair, so you're afraid if you're going to rub your head on Shabbos with this sand, the sand's going to pull out your hair. That's why it's awesome. For the Markasha V Reb Shimon, if this price that goes according to Reb Shimon is Mishrish Kashari, according to Reb Shimon, it should be Mutter. Why? Because when you rub your hair with this substance, with this soap, or this sand, are you mechavin to pull out your hair? Avadi not mechavin. So it's totally if any mechavin is Mutter or not. The Tanan, we learned to Farish Halacha. Nozir. A Nozir's Halacha, a whole week around the Nozir, love that on Shabbos. A Nozir's Halacha, a whole week, he's not allowed to pull out his hair. A nozir, he can't take a haircut, he can't pull out his hair. His alocha, nozir, choyfeif, he's allowed to scrub his head, or mafasfeis, he can even part his hair. Avolay sirik, but he can't use a strong comb to comb out his hair, because that's like a psik ratio, you're going to pull out the hair. So you see klozo, but choyfeif means you're allowed to scrub your head, so drashi nozir b'chol k'cholodim shabbos, a nozir in the middle of the weekday has the same alocha like everybody on Shabbos, because he's not allowed to pull out his hair in Nozir. Vanessa Choifef, he can scrub his hair, Sharai Benasir Chil. At the end of Bryce it says Chloe, you could use Nasir and Chil. You could use this soap and you could use this type of the sand. Why is it Mutter? Because the Pshat is, even though it's also for Nozir to pull out his hair, but here it's not Mechavin to pull out his hair. And it's not a psik ratio, Vada the hair will come out. Therefore, Yom Mechavin just to scratch your head or clean your hair. So, according to Shimon, it's Mutter. Only Sirik, if you take a strong comb to comb your hair, that's like a psik ratio, vada hair will come out, that's also. But kozman, it's not vada, it's not a psik ratio, it's muta. So, Rashi. Omafasis is Rashi, menafei tsaroi, you part your hair. Techiva deina mechavin muta. Yevakoch Reb Shimon kor malor. Alma nasa v'chorai zimno deina meshair. You see, even nasa v'loso doesn't pull it out. It's not Damasip Sikratio. So Mel is Shaver. If you say the Brisa flow goes according to Reb Shimon, why is the safer the Brisa say, Avalayicha Bem Sarai? The Brisa's claw on Shabbos, you can't clean your hair with this Nasir and Chil. Why not? According to Reb Shimon, Dabba Shem Mishavim should be Mutter. Elaman Chutz Rai, the Brisa goes according to Reb Yehuda. So because according to Reb Yehuda, what's the machlek in the two brises? According to Reb Yehuda, if you say you're allowed to scratch with nasa v'chil, you're allowed to polish the silver, so vice versa, it's not gurum. It's not the machlek silver at all. There's one brise that says you're allowed to clean the silver with nasa v'chil. Now according to Reb Yehuda, if by cleaning the silver you would be smoothing out the silver, it'd be usur, even though you're not mechavin. If you do Dovah Shein HaMaskavin, it's mutter. So why does the Brisa say it's mutter? You have to say, because in the Metzius it doesn't smooth out the silver. The Chlala doesn't smooth it out. So that's Shan the Brisa. Why does the first Brisa say it's usur to smooth out, to shine the silver with Nasa V'chil? The Chur, you have to say it's a Muksadik Yisharla. You can't say anything what's a machi. According to Reb Yehuda, it's Vade, not a machi. And still, one Brisa says it's also. So tomorrow, no. Eloho v'ho Reb Yehuda. Avada they both go according to Reb Yehuda. That Dovah Shein HaMaskavin is also. Utrei Tanoi Alibud Reb Yehuda. There are two Tanoim Alibud Reb Yehuda. Hai Tan Alibud Reb Yehuda Sova Guru. The Machlekes, the two Brises, if you're allowed to polish silver on Shabbos with this Nasa Rechol, the Machlekes is in the Metzius, does it Guru, does it smooth out the silver or not? One Brisa holds, it does smooth out the silver. Therefore, even though you're not Mechavin, it's also contributed. Vaitana, live the Yehuda, Sovalei Guru. And the other Tana that says, you're allowed to polish your silver on Shabbos with these material, even according to Reb Yehuda, is the Pshat is that Tzvade not Guru. It does not smooth out the silver. So therefore, you're not doing any Yisr. Al Samuksa, since she had that before Shabbos to use it, Machshav alone helps. Only a shalom be mamachit, smoothing out the silver. This tan holds that vada doesn't smooth out the silver. Drashi Elohovaho, Hanech Tarti Mas Nisin, Tliel de Pligi Benasa, the Mechuluk Benasa, Vachil, Reb Yehuda, they both go according to Reb Yehuda. Uman diosar sova, the one that asks hold. Zimnen de goru. Sometimes it is goru. Sometimes you do smooth out the silver. We have Yehuda, who omar dovashen emeskavin osar. You have Yehuda, dovashen emeskavin osar. Therefore you can't do it. Because maybe you can smooth out the silver on Shabbos. Uman deshari, the one that says it's mutter, sovar, le goru klal. The enka mishum machik. The man yama holds a smutter, holds a bishum oif that never smooths out the silver. So therefore you're not being over the yistam mamachik. Mamachik means smoothing out something. Therefore smooth the polish on Shabbos. So the Gemara b'maya kibta. Who do we zet sign our b'raisa was to maskona krib Yehuda? Now the b'raisa goes according to Reb Yehuda. That's why the b'raisa says you own hair, you can't wash it with nasa v'chil, because there's a chash, maybe the hair will come out, even though you're not a chavin, dov v'shenem skavin zosu. For the Gemara b'zoi, eim v'seifo, avopon of yodav raglav mutar. But your hands, pon of your face, yod of raglav, your hands and your feet, that you're allowed to wash with nasa b'chul. It's only your hair you can't wash on Shabbos with this substance. Because this substance may pull out the hair, and that's an issa to pull out your hair on Shabbos. But your hands and your face is mutter to wash. Fredi Gemara Kasha, homavis sayer. Is the half a minute is on your hands. You have hair also on your hand. So how are you allowed to wash your hand? Or else good, you have a beard. Says your face you're allowed to wash. So who on your face, you have a beard. So who has hair on your beard also? So how is it mutter according to Reb Yehuda? And the Gemara, boy is saying the cotton. Talking about a young child. Young child doesn't have any hair on his face and his arm. That's what's mutter. The boy is saying the Isha. Talking about an Isha. An Isha doesn't have any hair on the face or on her arms. The boy is saying the Saurus. Talking about a Saurus means a man that's a Saurus that he also doesn't have hair. So that's what's mutter. Ve'enichnam is somebody that has hair on his face. It's not also to use this material, this type of soap, this nasa and chayol, because it's possible it'll pull out the hair. And according to Reb Yehuda, the Avashenim is kavnis also. So Rashi b'maya kim to Reb Yehuda, look at Tanya. Right, the Bekotah and Isha v'Saris, the less lines, less luzok, and they don't have a beard. Omer Reb Yehuda, ofa levinta shari, or offer dirt that's made levinta, you make to make bricks with, or else you had a brick material and you crushed it down into dirt, it's mutter to use on Shabbos. Rashi offer levinta, ketishat levena, you had a brick, and you chopped down the brick before Shabbos, and you have the dirt of it, you're allowed to shart Rashi, shari, loch of ponuf. You're allowed to use it on Shabbos to wash your face with. Even someone who does have a beard, has this crushed down bricks to use it as type of soap to clean your face with on Shabbos, his zikr will not pull out the hair. Therefore it's mutter. Omer Rabbi Yosef, kusvcho de yas mishori. This is also mutter to wash yourself with. Shrasha kusvcho de yas means psilos shumshimi. The psilos of sesame. After they squash out the sesame to make the oil, the psilos left over, you want to use as a soap, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Omar Rova, offer pilpole shuri. You have a pepper that you grind down to make into dust. If you want to use that to wash yourself with the sauce of mutter. Shrasha offer pilpole. Schikas pilpolin. Grinding down pepper, it's with black pepper. If you want to wash your face on Shabbos of black pepper, you're allowed to do it. Omar Rav Sheshis, parade shuri. Brad is another type of a soap. That's mutter. My brother, what's brother? Omer Rabbi Yosef, it's made up of tilta hola, one third is a hola, v'tilta asa, one third is asa, v'tilta sigli, one third is sigli. Trash your brother, shori luchas pod. I'm glad to use it for soap to wash your face. A hola, shori shes of a root of a grass. Sheshima yoyo. Asa hadasim, it's one third hadasim it has. Sigli asa shkur and veal, say violence usually. V'yesh po shloishol, it has three leaves to it. So that's what it's made up. So you use this powder to wash yourself on Shabbos is mutter. Omer Rav Nechemya bar Yosef, kol heicha deleka ruba ohola shapadomi. Hey, the material of ohola, that could be pulled out here. That's a strong substance. So as long as this compound is not made of hair or rove, of ohola is mutter. Abi, it's not rove ohola. You have rove of the other two substance, then it's mutter, even though it has a lot of ohola. But once it has rove, of a holo, that's a strong soap that will pull out the hair, then it's awesome. Boy, my name is Sheshis. Mal liftsoya zeisim b'shabes. You have olives, and you want to crack them on a rock. Like to bang them on a rock, that's the way of making the olives sweet. Is it mutter to do on Shabbos or not? Trashi, liftsoya zeisim blaz al hasela, lamatek mirosa. If you hit the olive on a stone, that's the way you make it a little bit sweet. So you want to know, can you knock it down on Shabbos? The shalom is this called making a kli. Like, you're not allowed to afshuya oichel on Shabbos is also. You're not allowed to curate the noichel. Something that wasn't the noichel beforehand, and now you're making it a noichel, that's also. It's time with the tikkun mona. So Shaul, is this called afshuya oichel? That you're making a noichel? Like Taisa says, Pirish b'kuntris, the Taisa ma'al of tzvei azayisim Shabbos, Pirish b'kuntris, la'akaisam ala sela. You want to hit the olives on a stone. Lematik merosan. This sweetens a little bit the sharpness of the olive. Maybe this should be yosa to do on Shabbos. Why should it be yosa? Mishum shavya ochlo. This is called creating an oichel. V'tekuni ochlo. It's preparing the oichel. That's the shayla. Omelu the more atakashin. That's the more shayla though. Could be it's too bitter. People won't do it. They need this to make it edible. Maybe this is called ashmuya. It's called you shaffing an oichel now.